Our 103.9 KNZ locker room chats here begin on a Thursday with the Valley Falls Dragons, here with Lady Dragons head coach Chad Van Houten. This locker room chat's provided by the Elevator and Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. It's been a pair of games since the last time we spoke, coach. A victory over the Oskaloosa Bears, 37-34, to conclude league play. Now 5-5 to finish it on this season. But then earlier this week on Tuesday, I lost to Perry LeCompton. Coach, what can you tell me about these last two games for you and your team?
The Oskie game, we finally put everything together and had a pretty complete game from start to finish. Controlled the pace of the game, ran our offense right, took care of the basketball, and everything came together and we were able to get a win. Last night they played pretty good basketball, but ended up losing to Perry. Just a terrible shooting start to the game. The girls went 0 for 11 from the field, and Perry shot 71% and didn't miss many. So we started out in a hole in the first quarter. It's 23-0 to start the game. And from there on out, we kind of outscored them. We cut it down to 6 points at one point, and just couldn't get enough stops to overcome the 23 points. We spotted them in the first quarter.
Well, upcoming here, you'll finish out the season, the non-league matchup against Jackson Heights on Friday, and then you'll await Substate, which things will come out on Saturday officially for Class 2A. But real quick, you know, it's about building confidence before going into the postseason. You talk about individual players, Racy Connor, back-to-back nice performances, 11 points, 11 rebounds against Perry, 8 points, 5 rebounds against Oskaloosa. You know, how are you looking for confidence level of these girls, you know, with this season coming down to the very end here?
Their confidence is up. Like I said, last night, the Perry game, it was just a rough shooting start, but the win over Oskie and then the way we competed the remainder of the game with Perry, their confidence is good. Gracie and Abby and Kadron, my three posts, are really starting to get more comfortable with their post play. They're starting to understand how to score. And my guards, I got four or five good guards that are just rotating and getting good minutes out of all of them.
You finished the regular season here on Friday against Jackson Heights. Again, a non-league matchup, but definitely one you'd like to try to come away with the victory. You played Jackson Heights earlier on this season. You came up victorious 39-26. What are some kind of things that you're kind of looking forward against this Cobra team a second time around? What are some keys here to winning this matchup?
I'd like to see us play more consistent like we did the other night against Oskie, from start to finish, instead of like the last time we played them. We kind of played consistent for a quarter or two and then kind of went back to our old ways. Starting to see the consistency more throughout the games and hoping we can go into Substate on a high note.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you for joining us for week number 10 of our locker room chat.
Thank you, Crendon. We appreciate you.
That was head coach Chad Van Houten with the Valley Falls Lady Dragons. Upcoming, we'll talk to head coach Caleb Gatzmeyer with the boys.